Shalom Rabosai, today's daf is Shabbos daf Tzadi. We are holding at the Mishnah on Pei Tes and Beis. Today we have the tremendous course of finishing the ninth perek in the Seventh Shabbos. You get the feeling when you read this Amud and this daf that the Gemara is kind of like quickly tying up loose ends. We have a bunch of Mishnayos, some short Gemaras. We go back to the topic at hand, really, for the last, we kind of skipped a little bit, but if you go back a bunch of blots, so before we started the ninth parak, so we were talking about all these items and the shiurim, how much it is for you to be chayiv for hotzah on Shabbos. Again, if you remember, because to take out something on Shabbos, to be chayiv for hotzah, you need to take out an item that is significant, and that will vary by depending on what you're taking out. So the Gemara and the Mishnah goes to great lengths in defining how much of each item is considered significant and usable. And so we are back to that, and that's what we'll finish up with the parak, and then we'll go to the next parak, Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow. Also Hotzah, but different area, different realm in the Malacha. But either way, so let's dive into it. The Mishnah on Pei Tes Amud Beis says like this: Hamotzi Eitzim Kedei Levashal Beitzah Ketana. The person takes out wood. What is the shear to dig out wood enough to cook a Beitzah Kala, an easily cooked egg? And we said before, if you remember, that is a chicken egg, and it's not even to cook all the egg, it's just a grogeris of that egg. A chicken egg, apparently, says the Gemara, is the egg that cooks the easiest out of all of the eggs. Tavlin, what about spices? Kedei l'tavel Beitzah Kala, enough to spice this easily cooked egg. And you'll see, umitztarfin zenzeh, and they combine with each other. Now, that doesn't mean wood and spices, that means all different types of spices will combine. So if you take out salt and pepper and garlic powder, so they will all combine to whatever the shear is. Klipe egozim, klipe rimonim, istis, and pua. Those are all different types of dyes, D-Y-E. Kenei letzba behenbeged katan pisvacha, enough to color a small little beged that goes on the top of a woman's hat. Meira glaim, netar uboris, kamulya ve'ashlag. Gemara will define these later with other words that, to be honest, mostly are not translatable. But either way, all of these are detergents. Kedei lechaveit, and obviously meiraglayim is urines. Well, the Gemara is not going to ask how that works, but just so you're not shocked, the Gemara does say in Nida, and this is where Rabbi Yehuda will point it in a second, that one of the ways to figure out if something is dam nida is to put urine on it, or kind of rub it into it, so it's not so crazy. But okay, either way, kedei lechaveis beged katan pisvacha, enough to clean or wash a small beged that goes a piece of a woman's hat. Rabbi Yehuda omer kedei lechaveir zekasim, in order to remove a blood stain, right, as Rashi says, shall right esakesim, to move out of a stain, shall dam, shall dam nida, of blood, from over nida. She'elu asamanim, these are the items, ma'virin ala kesem, shall dam nida, beveged lataro. These are the things that you can rub on a beged that has dam nida to make it tahor, right, to get out the stain. Okay. So Gemara says, tanida chadazimya, 1 second, we mentioned that the shear for wood here is enough to cook a small, an easily cooked egg. But hold on, we learned earlier on daf pei, about 10 blad ago, kone. What about if you have reeds that are kind of broken up or not usable? Oh, that's the next line of the Gemara. Kedelasos kulmus, and in order, if you make, you take a reed enough that's big enough to make a quill, then you're chayef. Im haya av o merusas, if it was broken or messed up, right? If it was, meaning av is thick and merusas is cracked. So kedelavashal beitzakal, lashem beitzim. Right, enough, like we said, enough to, because now the reeds have the status of wood, and it's no longer usable as a quill or whatever, so enough the shear is to cook a easily cooked egg. Trufa unasuna bilfas. Ah, if the egg is kind of, what's it called? It's beaten and stirred, or beaten and put, in an ilfas, on a pan. So that seems, we already learned this already. Right, that's tanida chalazimna, whatever the Gemara says. We tanida chalazimna, we learned this once, meaning you don't need to tell me this again. So Gemara says, "Ma'u detema, you might have thought hasam hadalo chazil midi." There, since the reeds are not usable for anything, so that's the shear. Aval eitzim, but here the by actual wood chips, the chazul the kaka de akalida, that is, you could use them in a key, as Rashi says, "Shein shamafteach," right, the tooth of the key could be out of wood. So, and that's a smaller shear. You might have thought, a filu kol shu, you might have thought that even a small, little, nothing will get you chayev, kamash malan, therefore the Mishnah had to teach us that, no, the shear is enough to cook a easily cooked egg. Tavlin k'nele tavla beitza kala. The spice is enough to season a easily cooked egg or a minhu. Hold on, I'll ask you a question. A steer from a brisa and a avodah zarah. Shnayim v'gimel shemos mimim echad. If you have two or three types of one kind, Rashi says here, right, there's a machlokes Rashi Tosfos over here, what exactly it's referring to. And Rashi says here, we're talking about pilpil, lavan, mishachar, v'aruch, we're talking about three different types of spices. Tosfos says three different isurim. But okay, either way, if you have spices that are two or three different types from one type, o mishlosha minim, or from three different types, asurim, they are asur, meaning they combine to make the whatever food you put in asur. And when we start from Zamzan, they combine with each other. V'amar Chizkia, and Chizkia said, b'minei metika shanu. That's only with food that will make it, metika is sweet, but that's only with enough, the spices that will make some sort of impact in the taste of the item that they're seasoning. Rashi says, right, askinan kulam minei metika kadera. Right, all of them are used to make the pot sweeter, make it feel better. But if you put in something else, that's totally, let's say, I don't know, I can't think of a good example, but something that won't necessarily make the dish any better, right? That's not the aim it starts. Right? We don't combine, but there was the question, says Rashi, umasnisin lo maflik. Right? The Mishnah doesn't differentiate between any types of spices. It says just all of them are combined. Well, here the Brisa says, it's only if they give a positive taste to the dish do they combine. This is the context is Orla, Agav. It's a Gemara of Orzara, but it's also, I guess, it's a Mishnah in Orla, it looks like. Yeah, the Perig Beis Mishnah Yud. That if all of these are Usr and Orla, they combine, you put it into food, so then it's going to be Usr as well. So the question is like this: do we differentiate between spices that import taste and spices that don't, or is it a blanket Isr that they're all combined? I cut short a little bit in the Gemara. Just again, Chizkiya said, "Bemini metika." We're talking about food that will make it sweeter. Shanu, we taught this halacha. Whole of veruin lamate kadera, since they're going to make the pot taste better. So Gemara says, "Time of the chazur lamate kadera." You see that the reason is because they make the dish, the kadera, the pot tastier. Halav achila. If without that factor, then these spices do not combine. So the answer is you're right. Here too, the Mishnah didn't mention it, but it's really talking about only spices that will import a proper flavor, better flavor into the dish. Okay, klipi gozim, klipi rimonim, stiz, pua, kedetz, boz, beged, katan. We talked about all these dyes that will color a small piece of beged. Or minhu, hold on 1 second, the Gemara says, I'll bring you a question. Hamotzi samanim shuruyim. What's the shear for taking out samanim? Samanim are also plants that use for dyes. Shruyim, that they have been already, these plants have already been boiled in water. Small enough to dye a sample, right? Like if you can imagine a woman doing, or a family doing shiputzim, remodeling, and you have that swatch of all those colors. So here too, they used to have these little examples, these samples, pieces of cloth. Right? So they didn't have that book of a million colors. They had a book of, I don't know, they had a bunch of different cloths. So enough to dye that cloth that is used as an example, right? If you're a painter or you're selling fabric or whatever it is. Right? So that's the shear. That's a smaller shear. Rav Nachman Amar Baravua, yeah, that's a different case. That's a different scenario because you're not going to end up boiling and taking all these, you know, these plants and sticking them in hot water if you're just going to dye a small little sample for someone who's again carrying around samples. But here, by all of these other items, so a person will, the shear is for a small, what's it called? Meaning that's what our mission requires. Meaning a person is not going to use all of these items just to dye a little small item. But those samamonim, the one that talked in the brisa, they will be used. The person will perhaps dye that small item, and therefore that's the shear by those boiled samamonim. Okay. Meraglaim, what about urine? Tana, meraglaim, ad, and take out the ben. It doesn't really matter so much, but the Bach takes out the ban. Tana meraglaim ad mem yom. Until 40 days. It has to be until 40 days. That's the only type of urine that will help. Neter, Tana Neter, Alexandrus will Neter, and Pantarin. Maybe just the Brisa just defines the type of Neter that will work as that we're talking about over here. Boris, what about Boris? That Rabbi Yehuda is a chol, that's talking about sand. Tanya Gemara says once again, Habora, the Brisa says Habora is a chol. Right, we have different Brisa that has both of them mentioned. Right, so clearly they're not the same. Elamai Boris, Kavrisa. That's talking about sulfur. That apparently will be used in laundering. So Mesve, hold on, I'll ask you a question. Osifa Olea, they added onto them, this is a Brisa talking about Shvius, things that are usher in Shvius. They added Halchalvitzin and Leinon and a Boris and an Ohel, the Hahel. They added these items to the Isser of Shvius. Kavrisa, and if you're telling me that Boris is Kavrisa, so if those are right, is sulfur, Kavrisa, mi Isa Shvius, sulfur is not subject to. Isur Shmita of Shvius, we learned the Vatanya, we learned the Rabbi, says that call, Kol Sheish Bo Iker, Yeshlo Shvius, Vashainlo Iker, Inlo Shvius, right? It has to grow in the ground, right? Anything that goes to the ground, the Iker means a root, right? Anything that takes root is Shaik to Shvius. Sulfur is not, doesn't take root, it's not a plant. So the Gemara says, Ela my Boris Ahala, it's really this Ahala, which is not defined. Vatanya, then we learn the Rabbi, of Boris Ahala, and then we say that Rabbi, that we're talking about two different items. So it says, you're right, trade Gavmi Ahala, there are two types of Ahala. Alright. Fine. If I'm not mistaken, Ahala is aloe. But okay, Bezeder, let's go back there. Kimulia, what about Kimulia? So I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Shlofdotz. That's Shlofdotz, unclear what that is. Ashlag, what is that? Amar Shmuel, Shaltinu, Lechol, Nechute Yama. I asked all of the sailors, what is that? What is Ashlag? Amrilei, they said to me, the Amrilei, they said to me, Shoshnana. It's Shoshnana. Also, not sure what that is. Shoshnana Shmei, it's called Shoshnana. Umishtakach Benokva de Marganisa. And you can find it in a hole where you take out a pearl, meaning an oyster's mouth. Umafgilei Beramsa de Parzala. You take it out with some sort of, Rashi says, something shall barzel. You take it out with some sort of iron utensil or tool. Okay, fine. Beseder. New Mishnah. And again, we're going right there with the same topic. Pilpelas kolshu. If you take out pepper, you're chayev for anything. And we'll see this is pepper that's going to be for really used like a, you know, like one of those Listerine strips. So that's going to be the purpose of this pepper. Not a food, but not a spices, right? We saw those shirim before. Food shir is like a gugaris, and the spices we said enough to season an easily cooked egg. But the palace here, this is going to be for like mouthwash type stuff, so that's therefore it's a kolshu. The itron, itron is tar, also the kolshu. Mine besama mine matachos, types of spices, and types of, you know, for spices not for food, but this is for like smelling, for fragrances. That's, and mine matachos, and types of metal, that's the kolshu, that's the kolshu. That's anything, so any amount. Me avne hamizbeach, o me afar hamizbeach. From the stones of the altar, I don't know why you do this, but it's the dirt of the altar, makak svarim, makak mat fechoseim, any type of residue or leftover from svarim, i.e. Torah scrolls or whatever and the like, or the mat fechoseim, the things that wrap around them, right, the tashmishei kedusha. Yeah, so that's kolshu, also a kolshu. Shematznilos on the gonzon, because anytime something gets detached from, let's say, Sefer Torah or whatever, so they used to have they put it in a gniza, right? So that you see that people will hide it, people treat it as something that never kolshu. So also anything from that is leftover from that is going to be chayev if you take it out on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Afamotzi Meshamshe Avodah Zarah kolshu, even any small item, anything that serves in Avodah Zarah. That's also going to be chayiv if you take out any amount. Shneimar pasuk says, "Well, yibak bi'adcha mu'uma min acherim." You shouldn't have anything in your hand, right? That even right, anything at all from avodah zarah. So you see that any even a tiny small little item, right, you have to destroy. But lamaisa, you see that any small item that is used in avodah zarah is chashuv. So therefore, if you take it out on Shabbos, you will be chayiv. Okay. Let's dive into the Gemara. Pilpel is called Shu, Lamai Chazi. What's the point of this pepper? So he said before, the Re'ech HaPeh, it's for a type of mouthwash. Itron called Shu, what about this tar? Lamai Chazi, what's that for? Litzil Chosa, for, Rashi says over here, a headache, Ke'ev Chatzirosh. A split, literally a splitting headache. It splits your head down the middle. Right, half of your head is in pain. So it's for, it's an Advil. B'mine B'samim called Shu. Any type of spices, again, for smelling, it's on Rabbanu with Adir Baisa, Hamotzi Reach Ra Kolshu. If you take out any stuff that smells bad, you're chayav for anything. So Rashi over here says, what would you use something that smells bad? Shema Ashnin and Chulin Vitinokos. Right, the people used to smoke these bad smelling items. Kigon Chalot is Lavriach Me'alav Mazikin, to swear, to ward away the mazika and the demons, the things that might damage them. Okay, so there was something that you could use with this stuff. Shemen tov, what about good oil? Kol shu, that anything. Argaman, which is, what's it called? Also a fragrance? No, argaman is one of the dyes. What color was argaman? I think it was, well, let's see, Tchelos is blue, Tolas Shani is red. Argaman might have been purple. Okay, either way, kol shu, any amount of that. Ubisolas haveret, and the veret is a rose. So, Bezulis Haveret is a young rose, Mustama. So, Achas, even one, that doesn't mean one ida, one rose, it means one piece of the rose, meaning one petal. Okay. Minimatachos, Kolshain, any type of metal, right? So, any small amount will get you chayef. Lamai Gemara says, Lamai Chazi, what's that for? Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Omer, Shekein Roy, Lasos, Mimena, Darban, Katan. You can make it into a little animal poker. Like we said before, that you know, that you're using these animal pokers. We talked about towards the beginning of the Masechta, but you can use it at the end of it. You could use it at the end of a tip of a stick to poke animals. Tar Rabbanu with another Baisa. Ha'omer Harei Alai Barzel. If you say Harei Alai Barzel, I'm going to bring some barzel, some iron, to as a matanah to the Mikdash. So Acherim Omrim Lo Yifchos Me'ama Shel Al Ama. You shouldn't bring anything less than one ama by one ama. Right, a square is worth one amma long of iron. Of course, it's Lechazia. So, Rav Yosef, Lechaya Orev. An Orev is a raven, and Lechaya to scare it away. So, this doesn't mean a scarecrow, right? It means that you, what's it called? They used to have, they still have now, actually. Rashi says, if you look at Tavlos Shal Amma, he osen vehin chadin. They used to make these sharp points, kisakin, like a knife. Svivoseim, samrim chadin vekulon. So basically what he's explaining is, umechapim behem gago shel heichal, he's to put on the roof of the heichal to chase away the crows. What is he describing? So if you look, the next time you go to the kotel, it's Hashem, if you go to the kotel, you see that on the places that are flat, they have like these spikes pointing up so the pigeons don't sit there and you know, do their business on the people who are davening. So that's what they're describing, that they used to have these pointy things on top of the Beis HaMikdash to make sure the birds didn't congregate and sit on the roof. So that's literally what it's describing. Vigad Amrei, some people say, some people say, oh no, you shouldn't have any less than this this pokey raven chaser thing. Vakama, and how much is that? Amrei Yosef, Alma Al Alma. Okay, same thing, just backwards. They said you don't bring enough for the kli, and then they said, defined how big that would be. Nechoshes, what about copper? Lo yifchos min mea kesef, ma kesef, that's an amount. Not 100, but an amount of kesef, meaning it don't bring going out with a weight of copper in its weight of kesef of silver. Tanya with the Rebbeinu Rabbi Elazar Omer Lo Yifchos Mitzinurik Tana Shel Nechoshes. You can't have nothing less than a tzinur as a fork, is a small copper fork. The Gemara says the Lamai Chazi. What is this tiny little tiny fork? Amar Abaye Shemechatzin Ba Es Apsilos Mekanchen Aneros. They used to use it to clean out the menorah, or any menorah. You could use a small fork to clean out the wicks and the oil, whatever it is. Makak Svarim and Makak Maftechos, right? The leftovers, right? Some sort of, you know, from the holy Svarim and from the covers around the Svarim. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Makak de Sifrei Tachach de Shiroi. This is a, oh, right. Makak de Sifrei Tachach de Shiroi, Ve'ila de Invi, Pe de Tani, Ve'ha de Rimoni, Kuli Sakanta. These are different types of worms. All of these items that have different names depending on what they're found in, They are all dangerous. They are different types of like things. If you ingest them, they can kill you. And the whole Talmid of Rabbi Yosef came to Rabbi Yochanan. There's a Talmid in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Have a ka'achol ta'ini. They're eating dates. Nope, figs. Amar lei, Rabbi, kosi yesh b'tenem. He said, "Oi, Rabbi, there are spikes. There are thorns in these figs." So Amar lei, oi vei. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Katlei peladin, peh, meaning not a mouth, but one of those worms." Just killed this kid, this guy. Hope it wasn't true, meaning hopefully he went to get help, but meaning, Lamaisa, right, Hargu Peladin, right, Rachman al-Slan, that a worm is going to kill this guy now. All right, Masnisen Vaiter, the last Mishnah in the Perek, right, and it's a little bit longer. Hamotzi Kupas Harochlin, if you take out a box of Rochlin, Rashi says, Mokre Besomim, people who sell fragrances, like kishute noshim, right? Someone who's selling perfumes. Veishlam kupos katanos latsroros besonim. So they have, like, if you can imagine, just like a little, let's say, a young girl might have a jewelry box. So they used to have also these same idea that the people who would sell different bottles of perfume or whatever they were selling, spices, I don't know. So they would have like a big little box, and they'd have all these little compartments, and they'd be taking out all these little items. So Gemara says, right, fascinating quest, right? We haven't, I hadn't thought of it until I saw this Mishnah. Let's say you take out one box with many items. So is that one hotzah? Is that many hotzahs? So the Mishnah says right here, Amotzi kupas arochlin, afapisha ishbal minim harbe, even though they have a lot of you have a lot of things in there, enu chayav elachadazachas. Right, that's considered one hotzah. You're only chayav one chadas. Okay, Zeroni Gina, what about seeds that you're going to plant in the garden? So, Pocos Mikrogeres, less than a dry fig's worth. Abudah Ben Mesera, Omer Chamisha. Abudah Ben Mesera says, no, that's five, which is obviously less. And the Mishnah, that's already Shaykh, because five is you know, apparently they used to, that's how they used to plant their vegetables, five in a row. So, again, at least according to Abudah Ben Mesera. Okay, Zera Kishuim, what about Kishuim here are zucchini, but I'm not sure what it means in the Mishnah, but either way, it's Shtayim, it would be two of them. Rashi says Choshevu, right, it's that two seeds would be Choshev. Zera Diluim are a different type of gourds, Shnayim, also two. Zera Pula Mitzri, this Egyptian bean, Shnayim, that's two as well. Chagav Chai, Tahor, what about a kosher live grasshopper? So the Gemara says Kolshu, any size. Mace, if it's dead, then it's kegrugeris. Then it's like food, and right, we said the minimum shear for any type of food is like a grugeris, a dried fig. So if it's dead, so then it's considered food, etc. Tziporis karamim, the Gemara is going to define what this is, even though I have no idea what it is. I'm just going to give also some name of some sort of, it says the bird of the vineyards. So I would imagine it's either a really small bird or a bug or something like that, but the bird of the vineyards. So bein chaya bein mesa, whether it's alive or dead, it's kolshu, any size. I mean, it must have been a small creature. Shematzino saw the refuah, because they used to hide it away for refuah. So you see that even if it was dead, it was chashu. Rabbi Yehuda says afamotzi chagav chay tameh. Even if someone takes out a grasshopper that is not kosher and it's alive, kolshu, you're going to be chay for it, any size. Kolshu, any size. Shematzino saw the kotam asachik bo, because they used to keep it. For a child to play with. If you don't have fancy toys, so you just give it to a kid, eh? I remember learning this Mishnah, and then, like, 2 weeks later, my kid got a gift. I'm not sure why this was a thing, but it was like, they had, like, some little plastic arena, let's say, like, a little 4x4 with walls, and they had these two little electronic bug-like toys that you would turn the switch and they would zzz, like back and forth, and they would, as if they'd crawl around in this little 4x4 arena. They weren't really fighting, they were just like, you had a little box and you could put them in there and you could see these creatures grow, and he was so excited, and I could not for the life of me figure out why this was exciting. Well, apparently it was exciting, because back in the day that's what they used to play with, right? In with the kids used to play with these live bugs. Okay, fine, that was fun. Says the Gemara, Uraminu, ask you a question. Hold on 1 second. We had said, not the first thing in the Mishnah, but the second thing, I believe, is that if you take out seeds for a garden, what you need, that's kegrugeris. So where it says, 1 second. Zevil, if you take out manure, vechol hadak, and this thin sand, Kedei Lezabel, and enough, you're chayav to take out, and if you take out enough to fertilize a kelach shel kruv, one stalk of cabbage. Div Rabbi Kiva, the Chachamim said, Kedei Lezabel Kereisha, enough to fertilize a single stalk of Kereisha is, I forget, of a different vegetable. But either way, what do you see? That you see a single, either a single seed or a single stalk, right? A single plant, right? If you have enough to fertilize a single plant, so that's chashuv. So why do we say you need enough seeds to grow garis? Samarav Papa, Hadizriya, Hadalozriya. Right? The simple answer is that no. Here we're talking about fertilizing a seed or a stalk of a plant, right? It's already planted. So then, okay, so once it's planted and grown, so then it's a chashuv thing. But before you plant it, right, the seeds themselves, that's not chashuv unless it's a krogeris. Lefisha ein adam torech lo tzinima achas lezria, because no one comes out and says I'm going to plant one seed, right? Unless you're Jack and the Beanstalk, but okay, fine. Zera kishuin. What about seeds of kishuin of let's say zucchini or some other type of gourd? Tana rabbanan with the rabbeisa hamotzi zeronin. If you take out garinin or pits. Okay, either way. Right, Rashi says, yeah, specifically Rashi says garine tamra, date pits. So in the natia, if it's for planting, so then shtayim. Im la'achila kamali pi chazir. If it's for planting, then two. If it's for eating, meaning for feeding animals, so as much as a pig can eat. I'm not sure how much that is, but you can imagine that's a decent amount. Okay. V'kamali pi chazir ha'on. What? Whoops, jumped the gun. How much is the amount that will fit in a pig's mouth? So, achas, even one date seed is significant. Im lahasik, if you're using it to burn fire, kedei levashel beitzel kala, enough to burn to cook a small, an easily cooked egg, as we had before. Im lecheshbon, if you're using it for math, they used to use it to help you keep track, I guess, in a store or whatever. So, shtayim, then you need two of them. Achayim im chamesh, other people say, up to five date seeds, and then that will be chayev, because if you're using them for counting, right, you don't need, I guess the Maisa, they didn't need to count 1, 2, 3, 4, but it was a marker for, I don't know, 100 or 10 or 50 or something. So when the Acherim say only five, because the Maisa, you can do a decent amount of counting without separating dates for the representative number, whatever equivalent you want, right? And once you get up to five, okay, maybe you might start forgetting, but if I was counting in tens, I don't need a reminder. Okay, anyway, fine. Tamar Rabbanan, we learned in our Braisa. Hamotzi shnei nimin miznava sus. If you take out two hairs from a horse's tail, miznava para, or from the tail of a cow, chayev. So you're a chayev. Why? Shematzino. So then nishbin. Because people, they used to take it out for nishbin. Rashi says latsur ofos, to trap birds. Okay, some sort of use in a bird trap. Maksha shel chazir achas. If you take out something from, I guess, something from the back of some sort of hair from the pig, right, Rashi says there are these hard things, I guess, I don't want to call them hairs, Rashi says, Neiman Kasher, I guess they're hard hairs that are on the back of the pig, so that would be one. Rashi says, Dechazir la oshpicha la seis barosh hamashicha shel tefira, you could use it for sewing. Okay. Tzurei deko, what about Tzurei dekolin? That's from a palm tree, palm fronds. So shtayim, you need two, and turei deko, and that's the bark of the palm tree. Then achas, one. What's it called? And that's one item, I guess, one piece of the tree. Tziporas karamim ben chaya ben meisesh kolshu. Gemara says, my tziporas karamim. What is this bird of the vineyard? So Amarav Palya Biari. Okay, he names it the Palya Biari, it's some sort of species. Okay, don't know. Rashi says Kachshmo. That's its name. Okay. Amarav Ayabai says, Mishtachach de Bedikla. And it's found in the palm trees. I guess it's not in the, what's it called? In the grapevines, vineyards at all. But it's found in a palm tree, Dechad Nevara, that has one vine on it. Right, meaning it's a younger palm tree. Okay, v'avdilei lechochma, and a person, what's the refuah here? People can use it for chochma to help with their retention, for their memory, for their intelligence. Achale the palga demine, when you eat the right half of it, upalga desmale rame la beguvta de nachsha, right, and the other half you put it in a nechosh, as a copper utensil, a copper, I guess, sealing box or some sort of I guess, cup or whatever. V'chatim le'beshitin gush panke. And you can seal it up with 60 seals. Rashi says 60 is lav dafka. Very often when the Gemara says 60, it just means a lot. Meaning you should close it up really tight in this tube or this utensil or whatever it is that has the left side of the animal inside of it. V'tali le'be'ever the smola. And you hang it on your left arm. Okay? V'simanech. And then you remember which arm which side of the animal to cut and which arm to hang it on is lev chacham lemino velev ksil lesmolo. Right, the heart of a wise person goes to the right, and the heart of an idiot, right, a ksil is a fool, and it goes to the left. So vchacham kama debai, and a person can become as smart as he wants. Vigomar kama debai, and he can learn as much as he wants. Right? And he'll remember it because he ate the right half of that animal. And then when he's done, he eats the other half. Right? That's why you have to keep it. Because if he doesn't do that, so then he will lose all the things that he has learned. Okay, so eat the right side, learn a lot of stuff, eat the left side. Super cool. Right? If only it was that easy. If you take out a non-kosher grasshopper, so then you're chayav for any size. Right? Again, we said because the kids will play with it. The Tanakama Saralo. Tanakama apparently holds that that's not true. Right? The Gemara says, "My time, well, why not? Why don't we? Why don't people?" Kasha is here, right? Why don't people use that treif bug to play with? Dilma achalu, because maybe the kid will eat it. So the Gemara says, "Ihachi, taranami." So too, what do you mean? Hold on. And for concern, the kid is going to eat it. So are you allowed to eat alive? A grasshopper? No, even if it's kosher, right? That's asur. It's called Eva Menachai. Rav Kahana, Hava Koyim, Kami the Rav. Rav Kahana was by Rav. Hava Ka'amar, Shoshivna Apume. He's passing this Shoshivna, which is a, Rashi says, Min Chag of Tor, which is a kosher grasshopper. Amalei, Shakle. He said, Bapume, right? I mean, he put it in his mouth. So Amalei, so Rav said to him, Shakle, take it out. Tolu Limru, Mecha Ka'achale. So people don't think that you ate it live. Ve'ka'avar mishum, bal tashaktsu is nafshar sechem. You'll violate bal tashaktsu. Bal tashaktsu is an issur against eating shrotzim. But Rashi over here says that any food that will make you, makes disgusting. I'm not sure, but I guess it's not Iver Menachai. I guess I take it back. But okay, either way, it's usur to eat this item, this animal, because of bal tashaktsu. Okay, Ella, the Gemara says, so why, if you're concerned about them eating it, so why would you give a live one, even if it's kosher, to this kid? Ella, rather, Dilma mice, we're concerned that the animal will die, and then the kid v'achale, then the kid will eat it. So what's Rabbi Huda's concern, right? Why would Rabbi Huda allow them to play with a non-kosher grasshopper? Rabbi Huda, imais katan, imais, because Rabbi Huda says very simply, imais, if the animal dies, so katan mispit sofidly, right, very poetic, the kid will give a hespit, right? He'll give a eulogy. If you, a kid has a toy, right? Rachman Letzlan, if right, you have, let's say you have a pet, right? So when the pet dies, so the first reaction of the kids who played with it is not to eat it or do anything like that. And they're terribly sad. It's a miserable experience. There's even a little grasshopper, right? Kids have small pets. Some kids have bugs as pets, right? They're not going to think to eat it. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, and that Fiani is dainty, not that he needs my approval, but that makes. Makes a lot of sense. Okay. Anyway, so there we say Hadran Alach Rambam Rabbi Akiva. Mitzvah Shem will come back to this parak, and therefore tomorrow Mitzvah Shem will go weiter and start Hamatznia. Okay, Rabbi, have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.